Lieutenant Ortiz was a veteran of 30 years on the job, most of them with the Detective Bureau. He hadn't spoken with a criminal in nearly two decades and hoped never to do so again. His battles were fought entirely within the police department, in his office and the slightly larger offices belonging to the captains, inspectors, and chiefs he had to answer to. They would drop by in the middle of a shooting and complain that the desks were messy, or too much overtime was being made, or the vehicle inspection logs were not up to date. For his subordinates, the lieutenant's management skills consisted entirely of a determination to make miserable those who caused him misery. It was rumored that his wife cut his hair, an irregular brush cut, and he expected that someone else should make coffee, even if he was the only one who wanted a cup. And his smoking was so constant that it even bothered the smokers in the office. He also treated the men with a kind of mock belligerence that Nick found in the long run was better to feed than fight. Nick now stood before the lieutenant's desk, allowing his moment-ago calm to sustain him through the impending interrogation.
"What the hell happened last night? I heard you and Esposito killed an old lady."
"We did, more or less."
"What?"
"Well, we did. Not on purpose, but, well, there you go." The lieutenant seemed slightly deflated at the lost opportunity to argue.
"Don't take it so hard, man. I mean, don't be so hard on yourself."
"Okay."
"Esposito, he didn't do anything I should know about, did he? You guys seem to get along. I'm glad about that. You got a level head, Nick. Esposito, you know how he gets. A little enthusiastic sometimes."
As for enthusiasm, Esposito had once chased a perp with a gun down an alley, breaking his ankle just as he closed in. He tackled the perp and cuffed him, then ordered the perp to carry him on his back to the street. Nick shrugged. "It was a disaster, but everything was by the book." The lieutenant seemed satisfied by the response. He put out a cigarette solely for the purpose of lighting another, pausing to think.
"The guy you locked up last night, did you get a statement out of him?"
"Yes."
"And how..." "Never mind, I don't want to know. Where's your partner?"
"I don't know. I'll take a look for him. He's probably in the dorm. I went home for a bit. He kept rolling."
"All right, let him rest a little. So, basically, with last night's scorecard, we closed an old homicide, but the new one's still open, with nothing on it, right?"
"Right. Plus, the suicide's still unidentified, and there's the old lady. I don't think the ME is going to do anything crazy like make her a homicide, do you?" In fact, Nick had already called the ME. They'd done the autopsy first thing in the morning and had deemed the death natural. Ms. Cole and Milton had already been shipped to the funeral home. The suicide hadn't been examined. She was scheduled for later in the day. The lieutenant didn't know any of that yet, and Nick did not feel the need to enlighten him.
"How could they?"
"When the old lady in Harlem with a heart condition died after the cops knocked her door down, they made it a homicide." Lieutenant Ortiz pressed his hand across his temple and brow.
"Don't try to cheer me up. Go. Some days this is not my cup of shit.